I'm a guy. Is it wrong for me to listen to Beth Moore?
I thought it was going to be about sex. It's not about, I'm a guy. Is it wrong for me to? Retrain my mind here. No. Unless you begin to become dependent on her as your shepherd, your pastor. It's the way I feel about occasional women speaking in Sunday school. Like, okay, this one has something to share, wants to show something, and it's men and women. And I say, look, we don't have to be picky on this. What the problem is that the Bible is clear that women shouldn't teach and have authority over men in the context of, I think that implies, shouldn't be the authoritative teachers of the church. That is elders. That's the way Rick Warren is understanding it, and most of us would understand it that way. Doesn't mean you can't learn from a woman, or that she's incompetent, or can't think, or whatever. It means there's a certain dynamic between maleness and femaleness, that when a woman begins over time to assume an authoritative teaching role in your life, the manhood of a man and the womanhood of a woman is compromised. That's unbelievably controversial. There'd be thousands and millions of people who think that's absolutely, some would say, obscene. That's the language that was used back in the 70s when I was fighting these battles. It isn't obscene. It's recognized profoundly in a lot of young people today as well as older people. So, the question with regard to tuning in to, say, Elizabeth Elliot, that was my generation, okay? The Beth Moore of my generation was, can I listen to Elizabeth Elliot provoke students about being lay down your life missionaries? And I loved it, you know? Sock it to them, Elizabeth. I mean, she was so in your face about laying your life down and being radically obedient and so totally committed not to be a pastor or to preach even on Sunday morning. I said, she's my kind of lady, and I can learn heaps. I want to learn from my wife. I'm happy to learn from Beth Moore, but I don't want to get into a relationship of listening or attending a church or whatever where she's becoming now my pastor, my shepherd, my authority, and so on. That, I think, would be an unhealthy thing for a man to do. And I could give reasons for that, biblically and I think experientially, psychologically, but that's the gist of why. So the answer is no, not wrong, but could become wrong. Mm-hmm. And I think she'd be happy with that. I think I've talked to her about this. I think she'd be okay with that. Our paths cross at Passion every now and then, and we talk.